101.9 FM, CITR from Berkeley, California. That's the Mr. T Experience from the Milk Milk Lemonade LP. The tune here there was called Master of the Situation. Welcome to the show. The time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and the show is Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. Delighted to have you along with us here for week number 485 in the history of this program. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. Some fantastic tunes coming up for you in tonight's show. This first set, we've got tunes from the likes of Four Letter Word, Gun Mall, Dead Kennedys, Crime in Stereo, Bad Religion, American Steel, and Ben Weasel. First up, we got a tune, brand new tune from Vancouver's very own The Rebel Spell. They've got four songs just released on the G7 Welcoming Committee label, but only in digital format. You can only download it. They're not actually making CDs and what have you. It's called Four Songs About Freedom. We're going to play one now for you called Please Resist. This is The Rebel Spell, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Which we find out what we've achieved. Now the deep loss of desire to turn the earth into a graveyard, into which they shovel all their reason and logic and knowledge, but most of all, their conscience. The moment we forget this, the moment we cease to be haunted by its remembrance, then we become the grave diggers.
101.9 FM, CHR, this is Ben Weasel there. He's got a brand new solo album out. Again, only released in digital form. That's only downloadable. The album's called These Ones Are Bitter, and the tune you heard there was called Happy Saturday. American Steel before that. Excellent band from the Bay Area. They changed their name and essentially broke up for about 6 or 7 years. and have recently changed back to American Steel and changed their sound back to the way they used to. They've got an amazing new album out called Destroy Their Future. It's fantastic stuff. A song I heard from them was called Sons of Avarice. Part of that Bad Religion for their latest one, New Maps of Hell. A tune here there was called Heroes and Martyrs. Crime in Stereo before that from Is Dead. And that song was called XXXX, The First Thousand Years of Solitude. Dead Kennedys before that from the Bedtime for Democracy album. Tune was called I Spy. Gun Mall before that from the Board of Rejection LP. Tune was called Ryan Murphy's Song. Very fine Welsh band before that, Four Letter Word. The album's called Zero Visibility, and the song you heard was called Your Gods Won't Save You Now. And starting on the set from East Vancouver, The Rebel Spell, from their brand new EP kind of thing called Four Songs About Freedom. The tune you heard there was called Please Resist, with an exclamation mark. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 25 minutes shy of the hour of 1 a.m. Thank you so much for tuning us in. Coming up with this next set, we've got the likes of the Handsome Brothers, the Broke Downs, Fleshies, Squirt Gun, Chicks Dig It, and my old band, Special Olympics. First of all, we're going to hear from a band from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're called Dillinger Four. The tune is called Number 51, Dick Butkus. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
As we make our way back to the city proper, we stop at the YMCA, where we set up and record a vigorous ping-pong game, ideal recording for stereo. This, Twist Your Heads.
This is the story of you, where you came from, how and why you were born. It's the most fascinating, wonderful story in the world, because it's the story of life, and it has happened to everyone. So the next time you look at yourself in the mirror, think what a rare and marvelous creation you are.
I wanted to see how my body would fit. I took to my bed with a wrench and pliers. predicament I put us in. It's almost really sad enough. Think I'm breaking down enough to make me laugh out loud. The situation is, I guess, I took a lot and made a mess. Would it help if I confess it doesn't make me proud? And I made it in my head. And the scary thoughts in my head.
show's come on the way.
Revolutions don't care about the girl that got away.
But you're stuck to have a message of marriage being heard.
I just hope the day will come when you told me that you meant every fucking word.
We're on the come back here. And you love what you're telling me to do. For all you come on if you set the show. And so I have got a victory in woe. That you said 15 years ago.
I want to open out of MCHR from Victoria, BC. That's Special Olympics. It's an unreleased song there called Lost Interest. Prior to that were Chicks Dig It. They're out of Calgary, Alberta. That's from a self-titled debut release on the Sub Pop label, no less. Didn't hear from them was called Hemp Hemp Hooray. Squirt Gun before that from their third full-length release. As far as I know, their last one, Fade to Bright was its name. And the song you heard there was called Trial and Error. The Fleshies part of that from an album called The Sicilian came out in 2003. Tune you heard from them was called To Whom It May Concern. The Breakdowns before that, they've got a brand new album called New Brains for Everyone. The song you heard there was called Bare Feet. The Handsome Brothers before that with their version of My Girlfriend's a Robot. That was taken from a 7-inch compilation called Blobs Volume 1, put out on the Victoria label Way Out Records a long, long time ago. Starting out the set from the heart of the Midwest, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm sorry, they're from St. Paul, Minnesota, the other twin city. Dillinger 4 from Midwestern Songs of the Americas. Tune you heard there was called Number 51, Dick Butkus. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 5-6 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for staying tuned. Running a little late tonight, but as always, we broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up in about 15-20 minutes' time will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week, we've got a special Cat's Ass tonight. This week on a cartoon metal band called Death Clock. So do stay tuned for that. Very fine man. If you've ever seen the show Metalocalypse, you'll have no trouble picturing what it'll be like. That's coming up in about 15-20 minutes time. In the meantime, this next set we've got tunes from the likes of Rise Against, Ignite, Ambitions, Speed Dealer, The Fucking Wrath, and Bison. We'll start things off with a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba called Comeback Kid. The newest album is called Broadcasting, and the song we're going to hear is called In Case of Fire. This is Comeback Kid, 101.9 FM CITR.
Fuck!
1.9 FM CITR from right here in Vancouver, BC. That's Bison. They've got a new EP out on the Forest Records label called Earthbound, and the song you heard from them there was called Cancer Rat. Prior to that, the band was called The Fucking Wrath. Apparently they're out of Toronto, Ontario. Season of Evil is the name of the album, and To the Eels was the name of the song that you heard from them. Before that, Speed Dealer from Here Comes Death. The tune was called We Are Diseased. Part of that brand new band called Ambitions. Apparently it has members formerly of the band With Honor. The album's called Stranger, and the song you heard there was called The Illusion. Ignite, before that, from their latest one, Our Darkest Days, band out of New York City. Tune you heard there was called Poverty for All. Rise Against, before that, from a tribute to Sick of It All called Our Impact Will Be Felt, and that was their version of Built to Last. Starting out of the set were Comeback Kid, band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Their latest release is called Broadcasting, and you heard a song from that called In Case of Fire. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 1:15 a.m. Thank you so much for staying tuned. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a cartoon metal band. What the hell was that? A cartoon metal band called Death Clock. If you're familiar with the TV show called Metalocalypse, this is the band with whom it's concerned. They're kind of a fictional band. They are basically on a TV show, but the band essentially is a product of a guy named Brendan Small, who has degrees in music. He's some kind of musical prodigy. He plays all the instruments except for the drums, which are handled by Gene Hoagland of Strapping Young Lad. And despite the fact that they're a very funny, comical type band, the music is actually very, very impressive. So it's some very quality death metal. So do stay tuned if that's your kind of thing. The band, they do have some funny lyrics. It's kind of hard to make them out if you don't have the subtitles in the show, but it's definitely good times. And we're going to start things off with the theme from the show. It's called the Death Theme. So do sit back, do relax. For the next half hour, say 40 minutes or so, this is Death Clock, 101.9 FM, CITR. Exposure.
like coffee. Real coffee from the hills of Colombia. The Dunkin' Hills will win you from 1,000 deaths. A cup of blood and bread. Pretending for a cup. Guatemala and red. Ethiopia. French and all lost. Pretending for a cup. Prepare for ultimate flavor. You're gonna get some now. And scream. Thank you.
Come get the dead.